This is Live with Ryan Rees. Call now 1-888-564-6173 or post your questions using the hashtag Live Ryan Rees on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
You're saying he lives with cows?
I don't know about with cows, but by cows?
Well, that's crazy. Strange.
Very strange.
Well, actually, yeah, never mind.
We're not going into the cow thing tonight?
Not cows tonight.
Okay.
But, hey, it is good to be back on the air with all of you guys that have tuned in tonight. I don't know. I've been kind of on a hiatus, moving and doing things.
I know. We haven't been together in a long time.
We got the band back together. Yeah. We're like new kids on the block. We got the band back together.
Exactly.
It's been about a month.
It has?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, you know what? The last couple of weeks we were doing.
Yeah, you and I did one.
Hey. Your voice sounds weird.
I sound like you.
Yeah, you do.
Hey, my name's Ryan Rees. And it's good to be here.
I lost my voice. Screaming at my kids. No, just kidding.
Brats. Well, it's good to be back. You know, I when I walked in the studio, you guys, I was just telling you how, you know, I've been getting a couple of different emails through info@ryan-rees.com. And, man, there's some heavy, heavy letters of some people going through some crazy stuff. Life is crazy. Life is intense.
It is.
And people are going through struggles with their marriage. People are going through struggles with their kids, maybe that walked away from the Lord. Maybe they're struggling just in their walk with God, trying to find their own faith, trying to see if God is real, maybe even coming from atheist backgrounds, even dealing with homosexuality. Even, you know, I even got some letters of people that have been young, underage people that have been raped, and just crazy stuff. And we know that the struggle is real. We know that life gets wild. And this is what this show is for. I never want to take the show for granted. I want to always be available to give you guys any encouragement I can give you that I get through the scriptures, through the Bible, because that's the only thing we can give you. We can give you some of our life experience, but we always want to point you guys back to Jesus Christ and the Bible, which is the DNA of Christ. That is what transforms us. You know, it's not like emotionalism. I can't just give you a little nugget that's going to take you through life. It has to be the Word of God, because that's what we stand on. It's literally Jesus. It's the rock. That's what changed my life. That's what changed Melinda's life. And that's what changed Sean's life. So we want to open up this phone calls tonight for you guys. The number is 888-564-6173, 888-564-6173. This is Live with Ryan Rees. I have my sister-in-law, Melinda, in studio, and one of my best friends, Sean McKeon, that I grew up with, that once was a pirate, but now he's a pastor. Pirate to pastor.
Yeah, exactly.
That needs to be
perfect.
Your book.
That is.
To the Godfather. That's the way he's going to talk tonight. But seriously, we want to hear from you. 888-564-6173. We want to take your calls. So I want to read one quote really quick. I went through my Instagram at Ryan Rees, and people send me Instagram messages a lot. So I just send screenshots and we print them up. And this is one comment that I want to read to get the show going. It says, "You guys are an inspiration. I've tried to commit suicide when I was younger. I was bullied all through junior high, and my teacher saved me by taking me to church. I was raped, and my ex tried to kill me. Now I have a wonderful guy and a beautiful, healthy baby boy. Thank you, Hoosiers, for all those great messages." And those messages are clearly Bible studies that we teach, that we put online, and it is the Word of God, and that is what transforms people. I mean, this is one lady, Sunflower on Instagram, that basically came from darkness this is like a horrible situation where she came from, and God did this amazing work in her life and transformed her, and now she's doing amazing things. I mean, but this is just the story.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, I think, you know, the amazing part of this whole show and just throughout your ministry, Ryan, is that you're willing to talk about these kind of things. I don't think too many people out there talk about these things. And so by talking about it on the air and then whenever you go and speak, I think that allows people to feel comfortable and being able to tell their story and to realize that, you know what, like, we all go through stuff. Like, it doesn't make you less of a person. It doesn't make you weak. It just makes you real. And just to know that, you know what, that the Lord comes in and he saves you and he restores you and he makes you new once you believe in him.
Well, Satan always has the same tactics. Mm-hmm. His tactics are to rip off our lives, to steal, kill, and destroy. And he does it in so many people's lives. You think about this. You know, one thing that sticks out to me about this person that wrote in is that she was bullied when she was younger. It started when she was a young kid, getting beat down, probably battling with depression, discouragement, probably hiding the feelings that she was facing, probably was embarrassed.
Right.
And keeping that all within herself, and it was becoming so overwhelming to her that it was leading her to a place where she wanted to commit suicide. In our culture today, that's prevalent. In high school, mm-hmm. junior high, we see multiple things taking place in ministry. I hear about suicides probably once a week. Just 2 weeks ago, we know that Chris Cornell from Soundgarden committed suicide. Mm-hmm. And it continues going on all all age brackets. Because Satan doesn't give up on us either.
Right.
Sometimes he gets you when you're young. Sometimes he gets you when you're older. You start going through a lot of issues or problems in your marriage. You go through financial difficulties. Mm-hmm. And you're like, man, I can't try no more. I can't do this no longer. And so you hit a fork in the road. Either you believe the lies of the enemy. You go down that path. You get overwhelmed. You destroy yourself. And you go down the road of maybe committing suicide. Or you go the other way. And you find out who God really is. And that's where we have found the Lord. We have found that he takes us in our hopelessness with no hope, and he gives us a living hope. And without hope, man, life is pointless, meaningless. You won't have direction. And God can restore lives. And like Ryan said, that's why we do the show. We exactly. are testimonies of that. We have come across many people that we've linked arms with over the years and say have that same vision for the world around us. People are hurting. We were talking about this when we got in the studio. More terrorist attacks in London. Mm-hmm. A lot of unrest in the world today. There's so much divide. We have to pray for this nation, the United States of America, and we need to have vision for the world.
Exactly.
Because there's people that are definitely hurting and confused.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, that back to that whole Soundgarden thing, like you mentioned, you know, I was reading the article about what his wife said, and she says, you know, my husband had bad judgment that night and mm-hmm. made a mistake because he was on Avalon or it's one of those antidepressants.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So whatever he took, and maybe he was drinking because they said he was on stage wasted actually as mm-hmm. well. The manager, the road manager or the tech, the guitar tech or someone said that he was really wasted. And for whatever reason, it's interesting because he took a bunch of antidepressants to get him to that place to commit suicide.
Yeah.
And this is a guy that, I mean, he was a musician. He had a beautiful wife. He had beautiful kids. I mean, dude, that's enough.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Why would you want to take your life when you have this amazing, this beautiful wife, which they were happy.
Right.
And their kids. It's just, it all goes back to the enemy says, I've come to steal. Jesus said the enemy, Satan, has come to steal, kill, and destroy. But he says, I, Jesus Christ, has come to give life abundantly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's come to make you live.
Right.
But the enemy wants to destroy you. And that's just the lie of the enemy. And a lot of these questions that we got tonight through social media are some. Let's read a couple. I think the phone lines, I'm going to give the number out one more time. It's 888-564-6173, 888-564-6173. And now when I'm looking at my screen, Sean, which one means the phone call is good? Is it when it's green or when it's active? Because there was one that was green and active, but then it dropped.
I know.
I think when it starts going purple like that.
Purple? Okay, yeah. But they're still typing.
But they're still typing it.
We're going to wait. Go ahead and throw a question out, Melinda.
Okay. So we have a question. It says, hey, Ryan, why is it so important and powerful to pray for others? God loves everyone and wants everyone to be saved anyway. Why do our prayers make a difference?
What are our prayers? Because God moves when you pray.
Exactly.
God moves. Things change. When you got to understand when there's people that are caught up in maybe not – when you're not a Christian, you are open to the prince of the world, which is Satan. So you're influenced. I'm not saying you're going to be like demon possessed or mm-hmm. could maybe, you know, but you're just being – influenced by the world, by the ruler of this world. So things influence you. There's different dimensions. There's, you know, Ephesians 6 talks about we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities of darkness of the unseen world. There's like the spirit realm where that's where the angels and God and the demons that are all there. So when you don't have a relationship with God, when you're not communing with God, you are influenced by the world. So you have this, you know, this influence from the enemy trying to keep you deceived. And maybe, you know, like not like deceiving you where you're like, you know, you're going to be serving him like in witchcraft, but just like keeping your eyes off of God and maybe keeping you happy with money and success and all these things, keeping you focused on the world. But when you pray, we pray that God will open people's eyes to who he is, because Satan wants to keep you distracted. So when we pray, God moves things, shifts things, and he starts moving people's lives and opening their spiritual eyes to see that there is a God.
Right.
He does things. And that's why it's important to pray for people. Because for me, I was caught up in a wild life, and I was like completely deceived. But through prayer and years of praying, I think like 23 years of praying, my parents and many other people, and even in the church praying for me, that God got my attention. Because we have different strongholds in us. Mm-hmm. There's different degrees of strongholds in our life. It's just depending on what we open ourselves up to. You know?
Right.
Yeah, and I think that practicality wise is one of the most important things to point out about this question. We are here a result of prayer. Right. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. And that's what takes place when the Holy Spirit starts working in a person's life. You did one thing all the time. You had no problem with it. But all of a sudden, you know, something starts taking place.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been multiple times when after a situation when somebody has come to the Lord and just God and like just ordained a situation, you don't realize that people were praying for that to happen. Prayer is vital and important. You know, the Bible talks about Elijah was a man of prayer, and one day it didn't rain. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, God listens to our prayers.
Exactly.
It's communion with God, like Ryan was saying.
And in James it says, the effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, it's like that's how we communicate with the Lord. Is through prayer. It's like having a conversation with him. And I can remember like going to the Harvest Crusades, and I can remember seeing these dads go down with their kids and the dads getting saved and stuff. And I would just sit there and I would just weep because I wanted my dad to be saved. And the Lord showed me like, how fervently are you praying for that? Do you know what I'm saying? And it's like, yeah, we want things, but are we really praying about it? Mm. And that's why I feel like it's so, you know, obviously so important to pray, because when you pray, things happen. But you can't just sit back and just say, okay, Lord, I'm just going to have you do what you do. No, he wants to know our requests. You know, right. That's how we commune with him. And that's how he knows who we are too. It's like we're pouring out our hearts to him. And so it keeps us connected with him.
And part of praying is when, you know, it says to even confess your sins. That
correct.
Praying is when you're talking to God, which is, if you're going to confess your sins, you got to pray, you got to talk. So it's important to be talking in that relationship with God. So like you said, so he could hear you, you could hear him, he talks mm-hmm. back. It's like a relationship. Like if I'm talking to my wife, if I do all the talking with my wife and I don't listen, or, you know, it's like there has to be a two-way street.
Right.
I got to talk to my wife, she has to talk to me, and that's what makes a relationship. And in the same way with God, that's the way it worked with him. And in 1 Thessalonians, it says this. It says in the New Living Translation, always be joyful, never stop praying.
Right.
Or in the King James, it says pray without ceasing. I like that better. Pray without ceasing and be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We got to always be in prayer, and it's important.
Yeah, and I think one thing to note, because I think maybe one of the things she's asking that question is like, well, if God's going to move in this person's life, you know, and he knows all things, like, what really role do I play? You're asking that question. But you're trying to look at it from, like, a finite perspective. You're
right,
like a human standpoint. And a lot of times you can make things more confusing. That's like sometimes people get so confused about predestination and everything because they're trying to think things in their own mind. But God's in all eternity. If God wanted to, he could allow the gospel to be preached by angels, but that's not what he called.
Exactly.
He uses instruments. He uses people mm-hmm. to pray, to share the gospel. That's why we do what we do. This is the way that God has ordained it, and we just flow with God's plan.
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we have a – let me give the number out one more time. 888-564-6173. The number is 888-564-6173. You're listening to Live with Ryan Reese. I have Melinda Reese and Sean McKeon in studio taking your calls tonight from Southern California for all you listeners across the United States and the world.
The world.
The world. All right. We're going to go ahead and take – this is a comment.
I think it's a question. Yeah. Hey, Martha.
Martha, how you doing? What's your question tonight?
It's not so much a question. It's just when you said the enemy's out to seek and destroy, that just kind of tugs on my heart because I've never called a radio station. I don't know. I think Lord just wants me to give a little testimony of my life just for somebody out there that maybe is struggling. Got married 30 years ago. We had three children that passed away, stillborn, 8 years of age, 16 years of age.
Dang.
And we were going to Calvary Chapel for the last 30 years, Golden Springs, and always in the Word, knowing that, okay, Lord, these are your children. You can bring them into the world. You take them. They're yours. They're on loan to us. But throughout the whole, our life, we just loved them when they were here. When he took them, we kept going until the very last one. And that's when the marriage crumbled. All the reasons, not quite sure, but I think that had a lot to do with him breaking down and just not being present, you know. I don't know. I didn't have a chance to really counsel enough, but got divorced 6 months ago.
Wow.
And God bless Dale. He's helped me so much, and Hallie. And, but it's just a shock because I never envisioned that. And I think I felt like a failure because I thought, man, you know, I didn't do what God wanted me to do as far as Martha's testimony, not so much Arnold and Martha, the marriage. But now I'm starting to think that, no, you know, he knows this is happening, and this is the end of this chapter, and now I'm going to use you.
Yeah.
Now I'm using you. And it's taken me a while to understand that because I thought it was supposed to be as a marriage, a testimony as a marriage and our kids. And we did. We witnessed to a lot of doctors, nurses, family, friends, all these years. We never lost hope or faith. Our children died in the Lord looking forward to seeing Jesus. And that's my hope. I know one day I'm going to be there. And so now here I am, divorced, never thought that would happen without any children, and I'm single again. And I never thought it was going to end that way. But I still have hope. I still have trust, and I still love Jesus. He's my anchor. And, you know, I love him. And I can't wait. You know, I live every day till the day it's time for me to go to heaven, and that's what I live for every day. But, yeah, the enemy's out to, and there's proof, you know. I don't know if he's not going to win. He may have, you know, let the divorce happen, but in my heart and soul, he can never touch that. He can never take that away. He can do the outward things, have divorce, paper, whatever, you know, no communication, all that, but you can't touch what's in the heart.
Right.
And anyway, I just wanted to share that because I don't know. There's a lot of world going crazy. It's just worse. I mean, you know that.
Right.
It's just nuts.
Thank you.
Not what we want to be.
Thank you for sharing that. That is heavy. And I want to pray with you, Martha.
Thank you.
All right, Lord, I lift up Martha in the name of Jesus. I ask that you'll just keep encouraging her and keep strengthening her in this time, Lord. We know that your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and we don't understand, but we know that we have hope in you. You're in all the details, Lord, and we know that you're in the business of transforming lives and moving and shaking things, God. So we just ask that you'll pour out your spirit, God, and that you'll just fill her with your Holy Spirit and love, and just keep surrounding her with solid people, Lord, and just keep growing her through this time, Lord, and just bring that beauty from ashes, Lord, and just thy will be done in her life, Lord. And just use this for your glory and do whatever you want to do in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for doing what you do, because I know a lot of people listen to you Saturday nights.
Well, thank you for calling in and being transparent with that story, because I know there's people that are going through the same thing, and that, you know, is going to encourage them to just keep going through it.
Exactly. And I know God has a plan, so that's it, you know, no doubt.
Cool.
No doubt.
Awesome.
All right, God bless you guys. Thank you so much.
No problem.
All right, God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye. If you're tuning in right now, this is Live with Ryan Reese. We're taking your phone calls here tonight. If you want to call in, 888-564-6173. Again, 888-564-6173. That was a very heavy call, you know, for to go through so many of those things. And like she was talking about, man, that's where a lot of people struggle, you know, because why? Why do bad things happen to good people? That's a struggle that a lot of people have. Last night I was just teaching on the book of James, and I actually used Dale as a reference because losing his son, that definitely rocked his world. In James 1, it talks about count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But that is what does it mean to count joy? It means consider. You got to take a step back and like, Lord, what are you trying to show me? What are you trying to teach me?
Right.
She had the perspective to understand that her children knew the Lord and they would be in God's presence. But the enemy's not going to give up there.
Right.
He's going to try to attack our relationships and our home, depression, and all those kind of things. And, you know, we're all in a journey in our walk with God. And the enemy, he doesn't give up on us. You know, like you made it many years.
Right.
And now I believe her life will continue to be used as a testimony.
Right.
You know, right now, because of everything that Dale's gone through, they're about to open up a new ministry over at the church, actually, that's dedicated to those that have lost children because there's such a need, because people feel so alone. So we do pray that Martha's, what she shared on the air today, would encourage many people that are out there to keep the hope, to keep going forward, that the Lord's going to give you strength and weakness.
And that's the beauty of it, is that her whole message was that she still had hope, and her hope was in Jesus. It wasn't in anything that is temporal. It was in the eternal, you know, and going through that, that's when you really find out where your relationship is with the Lord, you know, because, I mean, think about it. Like, you go through things and they're terrible, but when you lose kids, I mean, I can't even imagine.
No.
know what I'm saying? And so it's like, to be able to still have that hope and knowing that your relationship with the Lord is real. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, we go through our relationship and we depend on him. But when the rubber meets the road, when we go through the worst times of the worst times, are we going to be able to still say we have hope? You know?
I just feel like I don't know where I would go.
I know.
Like, gee, you remember when Peter said, well, where else would we go?
Exactly.
You're the Messiah.
Yeah.
You know, when you go through these hell moments, I mean, I just don't know I know what unbelievers, people that don't believe in Jesus, they go to the bottle.
Right.
And they go to drugs or they go to whatever.
Women or whatever.
Whatever
it is.
can keep their mind off it. But we go to God and he's the one that comforts us in this time. And, you know, I've met a lot of different people recently that have been divorced and for whatever reason, and then God has done a work and they've been remarried. And I just wanted to let you guys know, maybe you're going through that too.
Right.
Maybe you're in a situation and you've been divorced. Well, there's several people that recently that I've talked to, and I mean, I'm one of them as well, and my wife is one of them, that we've been divorced before. And, you know, God can restore. Mm-hmm. He can do work. Just because you've been divorced once, it doesn't mean that God can't come back and restore and you know, do another work.
Right.
You know, he's in the business of changing lives.
Exactly.
And restoration and doing things.
He's done with us when we're dead.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. He's constantly doing a work in us until we die. Mm-hmm. So even though we may fail, it might not be divorce. It might be in other things. Mm-hmm. It's like we can't give up. We have to keep going because he is going to perfect us and he is going to work in us and he is going to do what he wants to do with us. We just have to be willing and surrender it all to him so that he can work in us.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Do you want to, we got this page of questions I want to take too. Is there any other questions that you have before?
Do you want to do another question?
Before we take this other phone call?
It says, I'm battling depression right now. I haven't felt peace for a long time. I want to live a life that glorifies God, but I don't feel like I get anywhere with my walk. I start to want to rebel, but I know how wrong it is, which on top of the depression makes me feel frustrated. I feel disconnected from God. Your show really encourages me to help to keep fighting the fight. But I felt like an obligation lately. I feel like a fake Christian. I need some encouragement. Can you help me?
Before we answer that question, I want to talk about that quote I sent you guys today. Because I don't know how old that person is, but I've been having a lot of 15, 16, 17-year-old high school students surfacing on my Instagram asking questions and stuff. So there was actually a quote that I heard today on K-Wave, and it was this lady that was talking. She works with like teen pregnancy and this whole deal down in San Diego, or I think it's Vista. But But basically, she was saying that a 15-year-old today, a 15-year-old today in one day received, wait, what was the quote today? Do you have that?
I do. It was a 15-year-old today gains more, was it, information than a 15-year-old 80 years ago?
Something like that.
A 15-year-old today will gather as much information in one day,
yes,
as a 15-year-old 80 years ago in one year. So clearly, you know, it talks about Daniel's that in those days, that the knowledge will increase.
Right.
Think about that. How much information with the internet and TV and, I mean, just everything, even just with the internet and the iPhone in the last X amount, last 9 years, how much information one will take in a day.
Exactly.
And then you think about, because sometimes I get anxiety just from being on social media sometimes. Just from gathering
there's
so much information,
much.
The news and all this. It's like, you're like, oh my gosh.
Slow it down.
You're like, breather. I got to just turn off my social media sometimes or news because I'm always on the news. I'm looking at everything that's happening, what's going on in the world.
Right.
And then with social media, just so much content. Then you think about these kids. Like, think about, we know what's going on. We got our lives kind of figured out in the sense we're doing our family. We're working. We got our career, our jobs, we're doing all these things. But think about a 15-year-old when you're trying to figure it out and you're taking in all this information. Dude, depression.
Right.
Anxiety.
Exactly.
What else?
No, I think that those are the main things. Yeah. Anxiety, depression.
Anxiety is enough for me.
Right.
You know?
So many
things. Well, helplessness and discouragement and just, you know, like they see things on there that are not necessarily to the exact thing as reality, but people make them feel like it's reality. You know what I'm saying? Like things you see on social media, it's like that's just one bleep out of someone's life. It's like maybe 5 seconds. That's not their whole life. It's like someone looks at somebody's life on social media and they're like, they have the best life ever.
Right.
Look at all this stuff they're doing. Oh my gosh. And what am I doing?
I just had a revelation. So they're not only looking at that one person, they're going through their whole feed.
Yes.
And they're seeing best highlights of life.
Yes.
1, 2, 3.
Exactly.
4, 5. Just over and they're like, man, my life really stinks.
Yeah. Who's going to post on there someone like a husband and wife fighting? Like, who's going to post that? No, they're going to post.
I do.
They're going to post the husband and wife going out to dinner and having a great date night.
Well, you know, it's not just that too. I mean, that's major over there as well. But just information in general. Yeah. Like, I find myself nowadays, like, dude, I'll turn off the radio completely when I'm driving sometimes.
Right.
Like, I need silence sometimes, like, because otherwise I get so inundated with my phone going off.
Right.
You know, this has happening. Someone's looking for you. And it gets overwhelming sometimes, you know? I find that time to be so important. And isn't it interesting that the Bible tells us to get alone to your secret place and be alone with God, and you get restored? The Bible was written thousands and thousands of years ago. And if you really take time to get alone without any distractions, your problems, if you're spending time with the Lord, will start to seem like they're decreasing, or perspective will change. And it's necessary and needed. Yeah, our young people are getting inundated with information, and it's becoming addictive. And a bunch of information that's not even necessary.
Exactly. What are you going to do with it?
Exactly.
It's all nothing. You know? It's crazy.
It is definitely a waste of time. And even like how people can't even get a hold of you all the time with these phones. It's like you get the text message. People could just – it's just –
I know.
I mean, I was thinking about this because when I was going through my Instagram, because I was trying to get questions of people that are writing stuff, there's just this direct access now.
Yeah.
To anyone.
I know.
And you know.
And there's so much pressure that you've got to answer everybody too, because then people get mad, you know? So you feel like, okay, I have to acknowledge this person somehow, some way, or else who knows what they're going to think, you know?
I have anxiety right now.
I need a break.
We will be back right after the break.
More Live with Ryan Reese coming up.
Is everything all right?
Sure. Call now 1-888-564-6173 or post your questions using the hashtag Live Ryan Reese on his Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook.
I think I speak for the entire administration when I say whoop-de-doo.
Now, back to Live with Ryan Reese.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
Loud noises!
Well, before we get back into that last question, we got it. We want to plug the Spirit West Coast.
West Coast Notes. Oh, it says, so it's June 9th, mm-hmm. and they're going to have a lot of great bands. And it's at Ontario, California, not Canada.
Yep.
With Toby Mac, Crowder, Mac Powell from Third Day, Phil Wickham, Zach Williams, Holland, and it's going to be a great time.
Yep. It is. It's going to every year.
It's for the whole family. So bring out your whole family.
They sell out every year. It goes off.
Exactly. Great music. And you can bring your whole family. It's just a day that you guys can all be together. And it's just clean fun.
That's it.
Good clean fun.
Get the Suburban. Load up. Ice chest full of Coca-Colas.
Exactly.
Yep. And head out ASAP.
Right.
All right. Let's get back to that one question. Because he was talking about, you know, anxiety and depression, right?
Yes.
Let's read that one last time.
Okay. It says, I'm battling depression right now. I haven't felt peace for a long time. I want to live a life that glorifies God, but I don't feel like I get anywhere with my walk. I start to want to rebel, but I know how wrong it is, which on top of the depression makes me feel frustrated. I feel disconnected from God. Your show really encourages me to keep fighting the fight, but it's felt like an obligation lately, and I feel like a fake Christian. I need some encouragement. Can you help me?
Well, the question is, where's the depression coming from?
Exactly.
Because if you really pinpoint, the more people we talk to and you really get down to where the anxiety, the depression, all this stuff comes from, it's normally wrapped up in some kind of like sin that's in their life. You know, I know when I'm rebelling against God, me personally, because, you know, we all rebel here and there doing something. I get all, you know, anxiety. I get depressed, mm-hmm. you know, when I'm like walking away from when I'm kind of being rebellious in certain areas of my life. It could be with me, with my wife, or it could be me with work or, you know, something that God's telling me to do. And I'm like, no, I'm good. I'm, you know.
Right.
And you start rebelling, you know, you can start getting this like anxiety and stuff. Mm-hmm. So the question is, where is that coming from? And then what you'd want to do is you want to turn to God. You know, you want to turn to God and you want to ask for forgiveness. You want him to reveal what those areas are in your life and stay plugged in. You got to read. You got to pray. It's so important. I know we said it a million times.
Right.
Read, pray. And you're like, yeah, I got a Bible. I know I read a verse or two. No, you got to read the Bible. I'm telling you, it's sharper than a two-edged sword. And it literally transforms you. It's a supernatural thing, you know. When I say read the Bible, it's like, yeah, okay, I'm going to read the book, but, you know, whatever. No, read the book. It's alive.
Right.
It's the Word of God. It's alive. There's something about it. It's God's power, and it works in your life. Do it and watch what happens. And you got to get plugged into a church. You got to get plugged into a church. You got to be on that program. Just like we plan on how to sin, mm-hmm. get on the program of planning how to stay plugged in to the Word. And then God will start transforming you. You know, it's funny because I just read this in 2 Timothy today. It's just this one verse I'm gonna pull out. It says, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 19, it says, but God's truth stands firm like a foundation stone with the inscription, the Lord knows those who are his, and all who belong to the Lord must turn away from evil. And then it goes on to say this, in a wealthy home, some utensils are made for gold, made of gold and silver, and some are made of wood and clay. The expensive utensils are used for special occasions, and the cheap ones are everyday use. If you keep yourself pure, you will be a special utensil for honorable use. Your life will be clean, and you will be ready for the master to use for every good work. Then it goes on to say this, run from anything that stimulates your youthful lust. Instead, pursue righteous living, right living, like I want to follow God is right living, faithfulness, love, and peace. Enjoy the companionship of those who call on the Lord with pure hearts. Don't get involved with foolishness, ignorant arguments, and that only start and that only start fights. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but must be kind to everyone, be able to teach, and be patient with difficult people. Basically, those are the fruits of the Spirit. You want to just be set apart, turn from sin, and then God can come into your life, start working in you and through you, and he'll start using you. And all that stuff, that anxiety, that depression, all that stuff will be washed away. But it's through the power of God at work in your life.
And on the same note, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. So there you go. You read the word, and what does it do? It gives you instruction, correction, and you become righteous because you're reading his word and you're, you know, following what the Bible says. And so it's our roadmap, basically, for life. Whenever we're going through something, the word of God has our instructions on how to deal with it and how to get through.
So keep going for it. Keep reading. Your life will be transformed. And the hope is Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And if you don't, and I'm just talking to everyone, if you don't do it, because a lot of people ask the question, you give them the answer, and they don't do it.
Right.
Yep.
And we're just telling you what we're doing. If we don't read the word personally,
mm-hmm.
and we're not fighting to have that relationship with God, trying to stay plugged in, dude, my life's going to fall apart.
Right.
Real quick.
I
can catch myself sometimes being so busy doing so many things, and it's like, if it wasn't for like the conviction of the Holy Spirit, like I would find myself in a bad place.
Right.
But the Lord reminds me. And so you have a decision to make. Am I going to resist it? Am I going to keep being busy?
Right.
Because guess what's going to happen? You're going to dry out. You're going to be stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be upset. Little things are going to make you angry. You know, I find things in my life, and maybe sure getting older, you know, things can drive me crazy sometimes, a little bit easier than before. And you can see how the enemy will let you go down that path. And like, I'm getting you right in the right
mm-hmm.
place.
Mm-hmm.
We can be an idiot.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But when there's conviction, the sensitivity to the Spirit, you know, the Lord is going to refresh you. One thing he said, and this is important, he says he does not have peace. That is not good. God desires us to have peace. Jesus is the Prince of Peace.
Right.
And when you're with Christ, you can have the peace in the midst of confusion. You can have peace in the midst of a storm. That's what the Lord is able to do in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that will come from what Ryan was talking about. It's fellowship with God. It's oneness with God. There is no new program. It's simple. Submit to God, resist the devil, he'll flee from you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not fighting spiritually and you're not investing in your spiritual life, you're going to lose the battle every single time because the enemy always is trying to pick us off.
And if you're not investing, you're losing already,
yeah,
and you know it.
Yeah.
Because right. You have no peace.
Exactly.
But we're going to keep moving on. We got a comment about the lady that lost the two kids. It says, the lady that lost her kids, I lost two drugs. I started a nonprofit. I had two heart attacks, but I'm still here. God is so faithful, and now we help people who struggle with heroin. God says that he gives us life, and what he's doing is amazing, and now I have peace. Rena from Rancho Cucamonga.
Amen.
Yes, I agree. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let me get out the number again. 888-564-6173. 888-564-6173. We're taking your calls till 10 o'clock, another 20 minutes. This is Live with Ryan Reese. I have Melinda Reese and Sean McKeon in studio. All right, cool. So let's go ahead and take another one from online while we get some more phone calls. And we have 888-564-6173. 888-564-6173. This is Live with Ryan Reese. We have Melinda and Sean McKeon in studio taking your guys' calls. What you got, Melinda?
It says, hi, Ryan. I don't know when you'll be able to get to this question, but what are your thoughts on this verse? And should we limit hanging out with non-Christian believers? Should we only have close friends who are Christians, or should we pursue non-followers and build friendships so that we can be a light with them.
We need to have both.
Exactly.
We need to have both. We need to have non-Christian. God's gave us, Jesus gave us the Great Commission. Go out to the world. He said, go out. We have to reach the world. Our mission in life is the Great Commission. We are called to live out the Great Commission, to lead people to the Lord. Now, when we have non-Christian friends, I have a lot. You guys, well, we all have non-Christian friends that don't believe in Christ.
Right.
I hope that when we hang out with them, that they see that we're Christians by the way we live.
Right.
I'm not saying, now don't get me wrong, I'm not saying you have to go preach into your non-Christian friends all the time, because you probably won't have friends if you keep doing that all the time. You won't have non-Christian friends for very long. But, you know, I'm not going out and getting wasted with my friends. I'm in the world, but I'm not of the world. Of the world is partaking of the sin, but I'm in the world. I'm not, like I said, I'm not getting drunk. I will go see bands play, and yeah, we're at concerts. There's beer there and stuff happening, but we're in the world, not of the world. We're a light to the world. We're a light in the darkness. The light shines brighter in the darkness. Me personally, I love hanging out with friends that are not Christians. Mm-hmm. That's my favorite thing to do. Mm-hmm. But I also love hanging out with my friends that are believers, because in Proverbs, it talks about iron sharpens iron.
Right.
Dude, when I'm hanging out with you guys just here on this show, I'm hearing what you're saying, you're hearing what I'm saying, and we're sharpening each other. Just like the listeners, you guys are getting sharpened by believers.
Yep.
So they're both good places. We need to be doing both. But if you're hanging out with friends that are not believers and you're being tempted by what they're doing,
right,
you should not be hanging out with them.
Exactly.
And that's important to note, because I feel the same way. I'm thankful for those of my friends that are believers. There's a cool connection, obviously, same passion, same vision, of about the most important thing in life, what happens to you when you die, and the hope that we share, it's united. But friends that I've grown up with and people that I've gotten to know over the years, like I've said, I love coaching baseball. I love being around other people all the time, because it builds relationships. It gives an opportunity for everything that God has given to you in your life to be used as a benefit. They see somebody that's, you know, younger, or somebody that, you know, can connect, but they don't have a filthy mouth all the time.
Right.
They don't go out to the bars all the time. You're able just to hang, and like they cuss around you and all that kind of stuff, and you don't, you know, trip on them at all.
Right.
They don't know any better. That's how we talked back in the day. And when you build those relationships, as time goes on, if they see you're the real deal, then they'll come around. But like Ryan said, if you're going down that path that you get comfortable and you're just like the same way, your witness starts having no power either. So you need to have that balance. And again, it goes by a relationship with God. If you find yourself where you're starting to either get, like Ryan said, tempted, or maybe their carnality is rubbing off you and it's coming out in your life, then you got to check yourself a little bit.
And that could happen very easy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because I notice when I'm out, you know, so, you know, when if you're out there long enough doing your thing, you know, you start, it's like, you know, you have that world influence.
Right.
You know, that's why it's important to be plugged in. Make sure that you're always plugged into the source, that they're prayed up, read up, and, you know.
Real quick, but, I think the most important thing is that your closest friends are of the same mind. You have friends. We all have friends. But your closest friends, the ones you confide in, the ones that you go to when you're struggling or going through things, they have to be within the same mind. I would not go to a non-believer and ask them a question about something that I'm struggling with. Why? Because they're going to give me worldly advice.
Yeah.
I want the word of God. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean that I don't have non-believing friends. But yes, I do, but there is a line there, because they don't have the same mind I do. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's very important. Yes, hang out with non-believing friends. That's not the issue. The issue is that, are you taking advice from them? Are they the ones that are leading your life and telling you what to do? Or are you actually being a witness to them?
Yes, they don't have your belief system.
Correct.
Which is Jesus.
Correct.
Absolutely. All right. Well, I think we got another like 5 minutes or something. What else? What else? Give me another question. We got a comment. It says, great job handling the call about HIV. Keep it up. So encouraging. Maria. Awesome. Thank you for the comment. Okay.
Okay.
What else?
It says, what's up, Ryan? I've been watching your show online and really love it. Maybe you can offer some advice with where I am at right now. Long story short, my best friend, who is also my roommate, is Jewish. And for years, I've been hoping maybe she could give in and come to church with me. It's difficult because she has a strong moral compass, so she doesn't feel the need to really have a relationship with Jesus. I don't know how to approach it without damaging our friendship and living situation.
Well, Jews, that's a whole other situation.
Exactly.
Well, the Jews don't like Jesus.
Well, not just that. It's like what she said, the morality,
yeah, right.
A good person, you know, and that's what a lot of people struggle with sometimes as well. Mm-hmm. You know, the book of Romans is my favorite because it talks about all those things. The wicked person, the good moral person, all of them are guilty because God desires perfection. Mm-hmm. And yes, it's hard for them to totally grasp that, just like it was hard for us to grasp the need to know the Lord. It's prayer. It's witness of your own life. It will take time.
Right.
I would not lose hope in that. I would not push too hard at
Heck
moments.
No.
You got to be able to know when to go in, you know, and
right.
share,
yeah.
you know, heavy things, and when to back up. And the Lord will show her exactly what she needs. I think about the rich young ruler that had everything, mm-hmm. or it was a good. He did everything right.
Right.
I've kept all these things since my youth. I had no problem. Well, I'll do this. Go sell everything that you own and then come back to me. But his possessions owned him. Everybody has something.
Everyone has a God.
Everybody yeah. has something. And the Lord will do a work in her life as you continue to pray. And those walls will come down.
And you know, what's interesting is Steve Caballero, the pro skateboarder, he was actually one of those guys.
Like a good moral guy.
Yeah, good moral guy, like doing good. Like wasn't all doing drugs, just
right.
like a good moral guy. And he's like, why do I need God? Well, I'm going to actually have him on the show soon, so we'll get back to
right.
that question.
Right.
I want to hear what he has to say about that. But
exactly.
that was his deal. Because I asked him, well, dude, so how come you never wanted God? He's like, dude, why? Why?
Yeah.
I was a good person.
Right. But we all get to that point where we need the Lord.
Yeah.
You know,
sooner or later.
We're empty. We fill it with things, but really the Lord is the only one that can fill that emptiness. And with that, I'd say, you know, our lives are a bigger testimony than our mouths. You know what I'm saying? And so for this person, they just need to love her and to just keep being that witness and show her who Jesus is through her life, period.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
And with 1 minute left, we want to talk about that Live with Ryan Reese presents Ryan Reese Wake Up Speaking Tour.
Oh, yeah. Ryan Reese.
Yeah, Ryan
Yeah, we're
Reese.
Doing the Wake Up Tour. We're
yes.
doing the Wake Up Tour, and you
yes.
can book it at your local church. It's the Wake Up Tour. It's about reaching the lost at any cost, living out the Great Commission, get on fire for God, and seeing revival break out. We're seeing revival break out in the high schools. We're seeing thousands of kids get saved. And we are coming, I am coming to your local church.
Yes, you are.
And giving the message
exactly.
to get you guys fired up. And we want to get into your local high school so we could tour and keep reaching the secular public school system students.
Yes.
Contact us.
Exactly.
A live teaching with Ryan's coming on right after this as well. Peace.
This has been Live with Ryan Reese. To connect or find out more about Ryan, click on ryan-reese.com. Check us out next Saturday at 9 p.m. for Live with Ryan Reese.
If you're hearing this right now, you're probably like, who the heck is this? And why are they playing during my favorite podcast? And I get it. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to introduce myself. My name is Trevor Tyson, and I'm the host of Trevor Talks, where we talk to real people about real topics and real stories. I just want to invite you, if you love podcasts, if you love music, if you love books and love hearing from the people who create it, come check us out at Trevor Talks. Simply go to Google or Life Audio, type in Trevor Talks, and it'll pop on up. Hope you have a great day.